From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The United States men's hockey team hits the ice for the first time later this morning at the Sochi Olympic Games. The Americans and Slovakia meet in a preliminary round matchup. Former Badger Ryan McDonough playing for Team USA, and he's excited.
It is quite an honor. I mean, it's a dream come true. You know, you remember watching Olympics as a kid and just imagining what it'd be like to be able to wear the USA jersey and represent your country. And, you know, I definitely want to try and seize the opportunity at hand.
There are six medal events on tap at the Olympics today. Women's 10-kilometer classic and cross-country skiing, the men's ski slopestyle, the ladies' 500-meter short track speed skating, and the women's 1,000, also the men's 20-kilometer individual biathlon and team relay luge competition. Derek Jeter is apparently set to call it a career. The Yankee shortstop wrote a letter on his Facebook page yesterday saying he will retire after the 2014 season. The Bucks limp into the All-Star break with a 102-98 loss to New Orleans at home last night. Larry Drew looks at the past half season and talks about all the injuries.
Yeah, I mean, when you sit over there and you have more guys in street clothes than you have in uniforms, certainly there has to be searching going on. You know, you go into a game with just two bigs. That puts you kind of behind the eight ball a little bit.
The Bucks are off now until next Tuesday. The All-Star game is this weekend. The UWSP men's basketball team didn't lose their number one ranking after their first loss of the season last week. They did have a week off to stew about it and took it out on Platteville last night, 74-59. At Quant Fieldhouse. The Poitier women dropped their matchup at Platteville 75-67. The Badger men back at it tonight. They host Minnesota. That's sports. I'm Tom King.